Park City's beautiful. We're down here in the murk,
yeah,
and Park City couldn't be lovely.
Pretty, I imagine all the people flying into Utah for Sundance looked at the gunk on the ground in Salt Lake and couldn't really believe it. And then you get up to Park City and it was like 10, 15 degrees warmer all weekend, beautiful blue skies, clean air. It was pretty hard to come back to Salt Lake and come back to reality down here at the station.
And what's going on besides camels walking down the middle of
Main Street? Yeah, somebody used a camel to promote their movie. You know, there's a lot of really good buzz around several films. I managed to make my way into quite a few. I would say the two best that I've seen so far, both documentaries. One is called Pussy Riot, a Punk Prayer, and that is about the case in Russia of a punk girl band, women, but girl in the G-R-R-L sense, very provocative, and went into a cathedral and did an impromptu performance that got them arrested and charged with hooliganism. And it's really remarkable to see both the way the court system works in Russia, and this was an obvious kind of miscarriage of justice that you see in the film, but just to get the background of who these women are, interviews with their parents and with them, why they feel it necessary to kind of pronounce their politics in these provocative ways. Really great film. And the other one is called 20 Feet from Stardom. And that one was actually shown on opening night last Thursday and was bought immediately by Harvey Weinstein's company. It's about backup singers. So you're talking about the women who stand behind, say, the Rolling Stones at their concerts, or Darlene Love, who is part of the big Spectre Wall of Sound scene in the 60s, but never really got the credit. And a really amazing group of musicians, amazing artists in their own right that never really get to be the star out front. And hence 20 Feet from Stardom, a clever name. What's really cool is you do have people like Bruce Springsteen, Mick Jagger, and Sting talking about the importance of these people to their music. So you really get a taste. And at the Q&A they did down in the Salt Lake City screening, three of the women were on hand to, of course, give some samples of their amazing voices. So that was a real treat. And people will be able to actually go see that in the theaters this summer.
And what do we have to look for going forward in Sundance?
You know, there are a lot of great-looking documentaries, and for me, Sundance is always a great way to catch up on documentaries that might not get that commercial theater release that a lot of the fictional films do. So you have movies like The World According to Dick Cheney, which was done by the director who did The War Room about the Clinton first campaign and a few other really well-received docs. That's out there floating around. There's another one called Google and the World Brain that's sort of a look at how Google functions and their project to record all the books known to mankind and digitize them and have those on hand. Some people are a little sketchy about that. There's one called God Loves Uganda about American Christians going there and converting Ugandan citizens.
Subject of a Radio West program.
Another one, Citizen Coke, about the Koch brothers, who a lot of people will recognize the name for their funding of a lot of political campaigns over the last couple of years, especially since the Citizens United decision came down from the Supreme Court.
How about the scene? Big show Friday night.
Yeah, I had a chance to go to the Sound City Players, which was the Foo Fighters' Dave Grohl. He made a film called Sound City, which will actually be available for people to buy and check out on video right at the end of the festival, like February 1st. It's a documentary about a old recording studio in Van Nuys, California, that was where Fleetwood Mac recorded Rumors, where Nirvana recorded their first record. He brought out a bunch of people who had recorded there for one show up at a venue called Park City Live, formerly Harry O's. So you had John Fogerty in the house, Stevie Nicks, Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, Rick Springfield, and then some old punks that Dave Grohl grew up listening to mixed in, Lee Ving from Fear. Really great show, and you know, remarkably smooth going up there. Another really cool thing that I haven't seen as much of at Sundance over the years is a real comedy emphasis in terms of like comedy podcasts. Set up shop in Cicero's and recorded. People may have heard of Comedy Bang Bang, which is a TV show on the IFC channel and also a famous podcast. Brought in some really great comedians who are also in films up here, so you had a chance to kind of see some stand-up and see some really notable sort of LA comics come through that maybe wouldn't have been here in past years.